I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm so excited about playing Think Fast that I wish I was playing. You know what I'm saying? But somebody's got to host it, so it's got to be me. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Shara Brisbane from Silverado Ranch.
Shara, here's how it works. I'm just gonna give you a statement. I'll tell you the letter that the item starts with and something about it. You just yell out your answer. Whoever yells out the first thing that makes sense gets the point. So hang on, okay. Let me make a scoreboard.
All right.
Do you want to keep score, Kayla?
Yes.
Kayla likes to keep score. I realize I need to stay in my lane.
And I'm the scorekeeper.
You are the scorekeeper.
Stay in your lane, bro.
I am the host.
Thank
and
you.
And that's how it works. And I know this makes you happy.
Yes.
He likes crafts and charts and whatnot.
Oh, to God. Mm-hmm. And this may take a second. Yeah, can we speed this along?
I'm ready.
Ever,
let's go.
Ever so slightly. And share. Share.
Yeah,
however
you I got Sherry.
I don't know why I'm looking at... Hang on again.
Stay in your lane, bro.
I'll be right over here.
She can write down four names and make a column for each chat. She's good.
But she's making sure it's super straight and everything. She got a straight edge to make sure that
it's
the lines
It's an important
were.
Job. It's done.
This is what... Again, shall I hit the button one more time?
Stay in your lane, bro.
I'm right over here. I'm right here reading this. That's
I'd like to point out the chart's been done for about 25 seconds now. I'd like to point that out, all right?
Damn. You know what? When you're right, you're right. You're right.
Shara, am I right?
We could be halfway done with this game by now. All right, Shara, you got the game? You know how it works?
I think so.
Yeah, sure, you got it. It's easy. All right, here's number one. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
It starts with the letter C and is a type of food that might have holes in it.
Cheese.
Coconut.
Spence gets what? Spence gets the point.
Here we go.
It starts with the letter P and is the type of meat that you might find in a taco.
Pork.
Oh.
Shara gets the point.
Shara
is 1-1. It's a type of boat that starts with the letter G.
Gunboat.
Gilly.
I'll give you a gunboat.
With an assist to
Shara.
I would have also accepted gondola.
What the hell is a gunboat?
A gunboat, like in Nam. Weren't you ever in Nam?
Last week. Weren't you
ever watch a Rambo movie? Come on, dude. Gunboat. Kids might use this word that starts with the letter M to make a necklace.
Mom.
Macaroni.
Kayla's on the board. What's the score, Kayla?
Spence has 2. Shara and I are tied with 1. Lil Jess has none.
Come on, Lil Jess. Let's go. Zero. It starts with the letter F, and even though it's made of leather, it's sometimes referred to as a pigskin.
Football.
Spence. Mm. It starts with the letter P and is a seemingly pointless green garnish.
Parsley.
Spence. It starts with the letter C, and it might be where you find a panda.
China.
Spence again! It's a runaway! It starts with the letter H and can be both relaxing and dangerous.
Hand
massage.
What?
Hand massage.
Hand party? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure I could say it, Chet. No,
No answers?
Wait, what?
It starts with the letter H and can be both relaxing and dangerous.
Helium.
Hang gliding.
Yeah, I was thinking hang gliding.
You know what? I'm gonna give Shara the point.
That's
hang gliding.
Hilarious.
Looking for hammock, but
hammock.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I can't give you hand party. I can't.
It can be dangerous
if you do it right.
I know, but all right. Last one. It starts with the letter N and is hard, and despite its size, is almost worthless.
Nuts.
No. What'd you say, Shara?
Nuts.
That's right. You and I, Shara. Nuts.
Nickel. I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Nickel. And ladies and gentlemen, the final score. A runaway for Spence. How many did Lil Jess have?
None.
This game sucks.
Oh, hard. How many did Shara have?
Shara and I were tied with 2 each.
And then how many did Spence have?
5.
Spence is the winner. Think fast. Nice job. But Shara, we're going to get you tickets for Nightmare on Q Street and a couple of Chet Buchanan Show shirts. You wear those wherever you want to. We're not advocating for anything.
I'll wear them proudly.
Good.
I'd be so mad if somebody did that at our show, though. But you know what? You do you. They're your shirts. You wear them wherever you want. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. I love to see you all.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's a B1's Court at 702-364-9898. The email reads as follows. It's one of my best friends. We've known each other for a long time. 10+ years. Celebrated birthday on Saturday. Plan was that we were all going to meet ahead of time at around 10. My boyfriend and I get there and everything's fine. There's about 20 or so friends hanging out. They kind of figured they were going to be there early, right?
Yeah.
They kind of figured they were going to be one of the first ones. Come to find out, there was a birthday dinner before the meetup.
Oh.
That the friend and her quote unquote closest friends had dinner first. Of course, at that point, you think you're one of the closest friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, she's not. I didn't make a scene, but I was hurt, and we left about 15 minutes after finding out the news. She's texted me 3 times today, and I haven't responded. I don't know if I ever will. Is she being petty?
No. Everyone's felt this at one point, right? Like, I know I've felt this before in a situation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so hurtful. Like, why even invite me if you're just gonna have like a pre-party?
Somebody that you want to be better. And I realize it often has a lot to do with me. You know what I mean? When I feel that way.
Yeah.
But not this one. This one to me sucks.
Oh yeah.
A lot.
It's like a second tier. Like you're throwing. Like I don't know why.
But then the other side of it is. Okay, well, maybe that's reality, and it depends on whether you're okay with it, and she's not, so keep it pushing.
Then why have a party at all? That's my whole thing. Like, why even throw anything at all if all you're going to do is you're going to segregate, like, oh, let's go to dinner first, and then we'll go hang out with those schlubs.
Yeah, that sucks a bunch.
It does.
That sucks a bunch. Like, let's all of us, like, you're just a... I'm just going to say it. You're all just a bunch of bitches.
I feel like I've been guilty of this before. So our mutual friend had a 30th birthday last year, and I was kind of helping her sister coordinate the whole thing. So we planned like a pre-drinking session at her boyfriend's house.
Yeah, you suck.
I know. And now thinking back to it, I go, oh, man. But there was just the 4 of us. It wasn't like there was like a intimate group, and then we went and joined up with everyone else. It was kind of the distractor and... all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, that's different. You're setting up the surprise party?
Yeah.
No, of course that's different. Okay. How is he going to do it then?
I just didn't want people to...
What are all these 50 people doing here? Oh, do we yell surprise now, or do you go out and you come back in?
Don't ruin the surprise. No, the surprise is
okay,
later.
Otherwise, okay.
How do you do the surprise party?
Because I don't want to not include people that are
I understand,
like, why
but it's a surprise party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why you're fighting for this, because it's a surprise party. You've got it set
because
up.
Because I know how this feels, and that's my whole thing, is I don't want to...
Okay, yeah. But can we get away from that? Because that's not the same.
Okay.
It's totally different. If they had a pre-dinner and then it's like they had a VIP party.
Yeah. And you weren't VIP enough. We jokingly talked about when we got married that we'd have a B-list barbecue, jokingly. And the idea was only people that we wanted at the wedding, but we also wanted gifts. So if you didn't make the list to the wedding, you could come to the B-list barbecue and we'd serve you. But no, obviously we wouldn't do that because it would suck, much like this sucks for them.
We were, when we got married, we decided to do the whole thing with the suite at the Seahawks game. There were only 48 people. There's room for 50 in the thing. My wife and I,
yeah, you get well, the first
yeah, we
two,
gotta go too. Yeah. Or the last two, however, you know, whatever the case may be. And then it's only 48 other people. And there were people that were bummed.
Yeah.
But once we explained it, you know, then it's like, okay, after you, because honestly, 50 goes quick, 48 goes quick,
yeah. Right?
When you've got both sides of the family and you got people flying in and all that kind of stuff, it goes quick. But there are still people to this day that'd be like, yeah, so, You know, because I've said, we need to recreate that. We need to do this another, maybe for the fifth anniversary. And then that came and went. And then you know, we really need to. And they'll say, well, am I on the list?
Oh, the list.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
The list.
The list is always hard.
Okay, but if you're not on the list, you're the backup. 702.
Yeah.
Is this petty? Is this petty? Is it? At first, I'm like, it's petty. But then, well, maybe reality is a cold, you know, slap in the face with a fish.
Right.
I don't know. 702-364-9898. We'd love to hear what you think right now. It's a P1's court.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
As far as this P1's court goes about the, about being a, what do you call it, a backup friend, a second-tier friend, I've gone back and forth on this 17 times. Saturday night, there was a birthday party. Everybody was supposed to meet up. Ooh, Golden Tiki. Ooh.
Hey.
Love the Golden Tiki.
Love the Golden Tiki as well.
There's a shrunken head of you there.
There's a shrunken head of me there.
Oh, that's right.
And now that, and then when they, and then now when they do actual, when they do actual stars and stuff, I'm like, what? They're going to move me out of there soon.
No, they.
I mean, they're going to put it, you know, like next door. Or so, or so.
Actually,
Randy Couture is coming. Is the that, next
that's
one.
Pretty? That's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
But your celebrity in this town is just as big as virtually anybody in that place.
Does that make you a second tier friend?
Yeah, second tier.
If they move me out of the case, if they move my shrunken head out of the other case, anyway, I'm being very humble about that because that's pretty cool. But Golden Tiki, we love Golden Tiki.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to go to Golden Tiki, and then everybody's already there. The party meet around 10, so they go a little bit early. Thinking that they'll get there and order their drinks and be, you know, and Golden Tiki gets busy.
Yeah.
And there's already 20 people there. They're like, what the hell? Apparently, there was a dinner before the bar meetup. So they'd already been, there was already the closest friends. Drea said something really great on Twitter. Stop being mean bees to people who care about you. And I'm sure it wasn't intentional, or was it? Well, although the lack of caring is almost just as mean as if it was on purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they don't care enough about you to care about you.
Yeah.
And I keep trying to come up with a reason why that they wouldn't be invited to the dinner to begin with. You know what I mean? Was it a small restaurant? Was it...
Yeah,
was
you, you kind of want justification
house.
Behind it. I just look at it as like, those are the people that are always, you're always calling them and they're never calling you. That's how I look at it.
Jen and Eliante says this is okay. Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, sometimes you want to have, like, to Spence's point a little while ago, a smaller dinner, or maybe it was just her family. I don't know how many friends were invited to the dinner. And then you want to, you know, open it up to your broad group of friends to go out for drinks or the club, whatever they were doing. And, you know, that's okay to not want 100 people at dinner and meet up afterwards. Now, I would say, I think she should have told her beforehand, hey, a meeting, so-and-so, blah, 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 for a dinner. But, we want to keep it small, so meet up with us later. I'd love to, you know, hang out with you for the rest of the night.
Which, by the way, it looks like just about everybody on the phone thinks that this is all right.
Really?
If I'm reading the screen correctly, it looks like there are a lot of folks that are like, yeah, this happens. Angie in Summerlin, you do this.
In Southwest. Yes, I do this.
What's up, Morales? I didn't realize it was you. Hi, Ange. Okay, I trust you. You do this.
Yeah, like that's why I celebrate my birthday all month long, because I want to see everyone, but I don't want to see them all at once because it gives me anxiety. So I like get groups of people together at separate times that get along the best, that I'm closer to, people that I'm more just acquaintances with, but they're a good time, so I want to celebrate. And it's nothing personal. I want everyone to have a good time, just not all at the same time, because I don't have a good time and I'll probably pass out or something. So I think it's normal and fine. But if any of them think like, well, I need to talk to you about the status of our friendship, then fine, we can talk about it, but I'm probably going to lie to make you feel better.
That is tough, too. I want to talk about the status of our friendship.
God, can you imagine that?
You're too dramatic at that point, aren't you?
Yeah, Khalid's Can We Just Talk playing in the background.
Ah.
Oh, I don't want to.
Kehlani on the west side, you say it's not petty.
Yes, it is definitely not petty.
because there's just certain people that, you know, I tell people straight up, like, hey, I like you, but guess what? I like Jessica better. You know, there's an A-list and there's a B-list. Like, straight up and down, this is definitely not petty. You know, it's like having you, everyone has that group of people where if you're really bored, you have a sushi buddy. You know, you have your best friends, your A-list, and then you have your, oh, sushi buddies. I could go have sushi with them. Let me call Craig.
Let me call Craig.
I'm just...
Yes, yeah.
You're right. Everybody that said this makes so much sense.
But it's swaying me a little bit.
I have ridiculous anxiety listening to this. Why?
Because I didn't realize it. It's FOMO. Like, I don't want to be treated like this. I want to be at the dinner and I want to be at the party.
Yeah.
But it's because I have FOMO. I don't want to miss out on things.
I don't want anybody, and I don't want anybody to feel this way.
No, exactly. Of course not.
That's what it is. It's FOMO. It's so bad.
And it's rampant insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes.
I mean, and I get that. I get it.
Yeah, and the FOMO is because of the insecurity, and you want to be part of that. And I'm you're not invited.
I'm not insecure about a lot. I'm insecure about this. Even when I was giving you guys a hard time about not inviting me on Friday for drinks. Oh, did I bring that up again? Oh, sorry.
You also declared last week about plausible deniability, and that's why you don't go hang out in situations like that.
Okay, thanks. Now I feel so much better. That's great. Don't try to justify your crappy actions by my comments. No, but it was, but there, yeah, no, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is so bad. This is so bad. Hot Ryan in the Northwest, who, again, we trust you as well. And you're saying kind of what everybody else is saying too, though, that there are tiers of friends.
Yeah, I've often thought that there are tiers of friends. There are people that, you know, you go to first, and then if they're unavailable, you go to your next tier of friends. But I will say, it sucks out loud to have somebody be your tier one friend, and you're their tier two, three, anything but one.
Yes!
So it does suck, and I agree. I'm not going to use FOMO because I think that's ridiculous, but it does kind of suck. Like, I wasn't invited. Oh, that cuts me to my core.
No, that's what it is. You just nailed it. This is what has happened. We didn't have a name for who wrote the email, but okay, it sucks when you're off on your tier levels.
Yeah,
you think they're a tier one friend to you, but you're a tier three friend to them.
Oh,
right.
You love them so much, they think you're just okay.
You know?
I feel like that's how our friendship is. Oh. Like, I consider you a tier one friend, but then
are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, you're to your family.
Oh, hell yes. God, that makes me actually feel really, really good.
Oh,
no,
sigh of relief.
Because I don't want
to
bug you.
Do you really think I'm tier one?
No, I don't want to bug you, and you're super busy all the time. So, like, I'm like, should I text Chet? Oh, I won't text him.
Stand by, Hot Ryan. We're having a moment right now. We're having a breakthrough in our relationship. Stand by.
But okay. You and I are very similar in our texting chain. So, like, sometimes I'll text, and I know you've seen it, but you're busy. So, you're like, you don't respond back. But I do the same thing to you when you were texting. I'm like, I'll get to it in a bit. And then I let it go. And I'm like, damn it, just answer it back.
Am I a not responder?
No, you're very good about it most times, but there are times that you don't respond.
You're not a responder sometimes, but you're busy. So I expect it.
What a horrible, I'm
it's
never
not
that
horrible.
Busy.
No, but then that's horrible. When I go through the tier level contemplation where I'm like, oh, I'm not tier one anymore.
Look what you've done, Hot Ryan. Look what you've done.
No, I feel like that was a breakthrough. She understands. She is tier one. You said she's family.
No, and you're brilliant. Honestly, that's brilliant. It's when the tier levels are off.
Yeah.
That this becomes a problem. That you're like, I thought, and in fact, I went back and just looked at the email. I thought we were, hang on, where is it? I thought I was one of her closest friends, but I guess I'm not.
I hope we inspire all our different tier level friends to meet at Starbucks today and really discuss where they are in their relationships.
Just, I got an idea. Just be nice to people. By the way, don't do the pre-dinner. Don't do the pre-dinner. It just causes problems. Just everybody meet at the bar. It's fine.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.